And we're back on the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers Hotline. Robbie Tarver, the head coach of UE Men's Soccer, is here on WREF. Hey, Coach, really appreciate your time. How are we doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on, Brad.
Really appreciate you coming on. About a month out from the season starting, and we're going to talk about the schedule, which was just released this week. But first I'll ask you, how do you feel a month out? I know there's a lot to do. How do you feel about the timeline? Because I feel like a month out becomes one of those things. It's like, okay, we got some time. Uh-oh, 4 weeks, 3 weeks. I better get on it. Now it's tangible. It's close.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you start the summer in May after graduation and you're like, wow, there's so much time. And then after July 4th, you're like, whoa, the guys are going to get back on campus soon and we're going to have to get rolling. So, but we feel good about our group. We obviously graduated a strong group of guys that helped us out last season, that kind of were core pieces of the championship team, and lost a couple other important pieces to the portal. But at the same time, I think we're bringing in a lot of guys that can contribute right away, and we feel that we have some guys on the roster already that are going to step up into prime roles. And so we feel we'll be about at the same talent level that we were last year. I think kind of what you can't replace is the experience that some of the older guys had. And so getting the new guys up to speed on that sort of stuff is going to be important for us.
Now, Coach, before we break down the roster additions, the newcomers, and the schedule, I want to ask about you. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, this will be your second season as the full-time head coach. You had served as the interim. Of course, you were on staff for a few years as the assistant coach. Year one has got to be, okay, let's figure this out. Year two now, it's a little bit different. How do you feel in the progression, your professional development on and in the job?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I think moving from the assistant to the head coach was kind of, a natural step, I think, being a part of the program, understanding the intricacies, learning the history. Coach Ray and Coach Veith and Coach Schmaltz have done a great job of kind of imparting what it means to be a part of this program. And so I think becoming the head coach is a great, responsibility to kind of be the steward of the program. And I definitely think in the second year, there's definitely more comfort on roles and responsibilities and how we want to operate and how our staff operates. I think we have continuity for the first time between seasons and our staff, which I think is really important. Just being able to impart the same message to the players consistently. So I think that's been a nice thing that we have this year, as opposed to maybe seasons past. There's continuity with our staff. I think the messages that we want to send the guys and, the storylines that we want to create are, the same.
Robbie Tarver, the head men's soccer coach at UE, is here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lloyd Expressway, an Evansville tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. You guys just announced a loaded schedule, especially in the non-conference. Of course, it includes the Mayor's Cup. We'll talk about that in a moment. But you guys are going on the road to play at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, one of the ultimate litmus tests you'll find in the nation, because soccer, we know how good it is, especially in the men's side, in the ACC, and UNC is one of those premier programs. What's it going to mean to the Aces, to this program, to be able to test yourselves against some of the nation's best?
Yeah, I think with the goals that we have as a program, you're going to have to play and compete against the best programs in the country. We got a little taste of what the national tournament was last year, and I think we don't want that to be our last taste. And in order to prepare yourself for those types of games, in November and hopefully December, you're going to have to play teams like North Carolina on the road and not just compete with them, but win. And so I think putting those types of games on our schedule allows us to kind of figure out how to win those matches. obviously over the years we've played IU and Louisville so many times, and I think playing against those guys has been great. And we obviously are playing Louisville again, but kind of having new powerhouses on the schedule, you know, allows our guys to have different experiences, learn how to compete in those games, and ultimately we want to learn how to win those games, and that's why we want them on the schedule.
Now, you mentioned IU and Louisville, and in fact, you guys got a point, you know, you drew against both of them, a 1-1, then 2-2 tie against Indiana and then Louisville, respectively. You guys had a loaded non-conference schedule last year. You played a ranked Western Michigan team as well. So you always crowd the non-conference schedule with some big tests for your team. And again, North Carolina may be one of the biggest tests on the schedule for this upcoming season. But what is it about maybe the way you coach or the way the guys play against some of those Power Four conference opponents like Indiana, like Louisville, that allow you guys to really come up with good results and, you know, really chances to win these games?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big piece of it is we're not scared. I think the guys aren't scared to play against anybody. You know, I think we almost have some irrational confidence that we can beat anybody in the country, and those are the games that you really get up for. And, you know that there's going to be eyes on that game, whether it's from other teams, your alumni, fans. I think everybody kind of circles those games before you play them. And so I think, you know, over the course of my time here and even before that, we've kind of always found ways to compete with those big name programs. And last year, obviously, tying two games away on the road at IU and Louisville, I think that's just part of the steps of us getting where we want to be, where that's winning those games on the road against these top programs. And obviously next year we'll have a couple chances and opportunities to do that again.
Also going to be playing Dayton and going to be playing Memphis, two teams that went to the NCAA tournament last year, playing Louisville again this year. Robbie Tarver, the head coach of Evansville Men's Soccer, is here on WREF talking about the loaded non-conference schedule. And again, the NCAA tournament kind of becomes the common denominator in this non-conference schedule for 2025, Coach. And then again, you guys are a part of that, being an NCAA tournament team and making that run to the postseason that you did last year, kind of a magic run at the end with that overtime win against Bowling Green to punch your ticket, playing UMass in the NCAA tournament and almost winning that one as well. You guys have done it. You've been to the national stage. You, as a head coach, have achieved that already. So tell me, what does it take? What did it take last year? And what's it going to take to get back to that point? I know one of the fallacies in all of sports, I know this because I talk to coaches and players all the time, is that, well, you were there last year, you'll get back again this year. No, you got to build back up to it. So how do you build back up to it?
Yeah, I think that's the, you know, the best question that we have to answer right now. You know, I think last year the goal was super clear. Like, let's get back to the NCAA tournament. We haven't been there in 28 years as a program. The amount of effort that took, you know, over the course of two decades, almost three decades, for our program to get that monkey off of its back was massive. And I think, you know, once you have that taste, you have to figure out how to change the motivation and the perspective, because now you don't have to climb the mountain. You have to stay there and summit a different peak, a higher peak, you know, winning games in the NCAA tournament. So I think for us, it's staying consistent, you know, hitting the same, you know, the same principles that we want to be as both on and off the field. And I think that consistency last year is a big reason why we had the success at the end of the year. We didn't change when we were going through good moments. We didn't change when we were going through bad moments. We just kind of stuck to the process, had the same mentality, and put ourselves in position to win games. And that's what we're going to try to do again this year.
I know that you guys return a lot of talent from last year's NCAA tournament run. You have the Nachos back. Kai Phillip is back. So you guys have a lot of those guys returning, guys who know Sammy Owusu, guys who know what it takes to get to an NCAA tournament. Who should we expect to really step up, newcomers for this roster that are going to be influential in pursuit of another NCAA tournament appearance?
Yeah, well, funny enough, some of these names that you mentioned are actually not going to be with us.
Oh, beg your pardon.
Part of graduation and a couple of guys getting the extra JUCO year and deciding to do their grad program elsewhere, which is kind of the nature of the beast nowadays. But at the same time, we have a strong group of guys returning that I think are going to make a big impact. Our keeper's coming back, Michael Moroz, who I think is one of the best keepers in our conference, if not the country. He's only a sophomore. We're bringing back basically our whole back line with Nacho Garcia and Martin Werschmidt that started a lot of games at center back. Nino Diaz, Nacho Diaz Caneja at right back, and Nalu Wagner and Will Bencic at left back. So I think that continuity at the back line is going to be massive for us to have success. And, you know, despite graduating a big class, we still are not young next year. We have a lot of upperclassmen that contributed last year to our success, and they know how we want to operate. And, you know, I think they're primed to step up into bigger roles on the field this year. But they have a lot of the experience and wisdom that we gained last year as well.
Coach, really appreciate you taking the time. That's Robbie Tarver, the head coach of Evansville Men's Soccer here on WREF. He's a busy man over the next month or so, so if you're trying to hit him up, grab lunch with him, don't, because he's busy. He's ramping up for the season. The first game in the middle of August for the 2025 iteration of UE Men's Soccer. The Aces trying to get back to the NCAA tournament. Coach, again, really appreciate the time. Congrats on the success from last year. Good luck trying to follow it up this year. The consequence of success is high expectations, but that is also a privilege, I guess. It comes with the territory.
Exactly. Thanks for having me on, Brad.
You got it. With that, we take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.